Well, good morning, everyone. I lost the battle of who's going first, so here I am. I'm going to give you guys a little bit of background of how I came up with how I'm going to speak today. Lisa asked me a couple weeks ago if I would speak, and, well, you can't say no to the pastor. So I'm like, okay, Lisa, I'll do it. I'll speak. But then I was studying and I was searching and I wasn't getting anything. I'm like, God, what am I supposed to be speaking about? What do you want me to say? And we were in church, not this past Sunday that you guys all came in, but the Sunday before that. And one of the guys at our church had requested the song Because He Lives. And that was my pap's favorite song. And we sang it that morning. And as we're in the middle of that, just worshiping together and feeling his presence, it hit me. And God, he told me he wanted me to speak about the life that's within all of us, that the Holy Ghost and the force that's within us, that we have life through him, that even though sometimes we feel as if we can't reach others or we feel as if we've been in this world and we just don't get anything, but we have life through Christ, that we're supposed to be the life to others, that we're supposed to walk out and show the life of Christ through us because he lives within us. And my first scripture that I'm going to talk about is John 10:10, and that says, let me find it. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Because when we were born into this world, when we were born into that Adam, we didn't have any life. We were barren, dry bones. There was no life within us. But when we enter into that rebirthing and enter into that Christ state, that he gave us life and he gave it to us more abundantly. Because you may have been born into Adam, but you're living in Christ. And I was thinking about that while we were singing that. And that song says, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because he lives, I know he holds my future, and life is worth living because he lives, and he lives in me, and he lives in every single one of you in here today, that as you leave this place and you think you have gotten this been empowered and had this powerful experience with God, as you leave this place, that's when you're going to start to feel the life. That's when you're going to go into your schools, when you're going to go into your homes, when you're going to go into your churches, and you're going to show that life through you. You're going to show the life of Christ that lives in you and that burns so bright that you just can't keep it bottled up. And my next scripture that I was going to talk about, because we were talking a little bit about pap, and that's how I realized it, is Hebrews 12:1. Let me find it in my Bible. I don't have it marked. Hold on. Amen. And that says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders us and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with the perseverance at the race marked out for us. That great cloud of witnesses. Because when we enter into that life, when we enter into that Christ life with him, it doesn't end. It transcends beyond your physical life and goes into a spiritual life. Because I can tell you that every time I walk into this church, every time I'm going through the day, I can feel the presence of my pap with me. And as I stood worshiping last night, I stood in that very spot where my pap prayed for me when I got the Holy Ghost. I felt him living. I felt him living in this house. I felt him living within me. And I felt this presence of God living through me. Because it doesn't matter if you have a physical body, because you will always be spiritually living through Christ. That you will never leave the presence of God. You will always have that spiritual life. And once you enter into that life with God, you're never going to leave it. Because once you get that and you get that desire and you get that craving and you get that want that says, God, I just want to live for you. I just want to raise my hands. I just want to worship and I just want to show your life and your love through me. And that's what I see here at camp. That's what I see every time I come to camp. I was born here. I've gone to camp since I was a baby. I've been to all the services, and the same pattern happens, that the messages change and the people change, but the thing that stays the same is the life that is imparted into each and every one of us. The thing that stays the same is the God that's in this house, is that the life and the people that come before us, those ministers, those pastors, the life that's within them is imparted through us. every single year, every single person, that it's not just a God for one person. It's not just God for Pastor Lisa. It's not just God for Pastor Justin. It wasn't just God for my pap, but it is the God that lives in each and every one of us that says, you are mine. You are my child. I'm going to live through you, and I'm going to live more abundantly. I'm going to fill you till you're running over, till you can't stand up anymore, till you're on the floor praising and glorifying his name. Because once you have that life, you want to live it. You don't want to hide it away. You want to live that life. You want to be the light. You want to be the power, and you want to be the love through God. And I know that that's the power within this house, and I know that that's the power within each every one of you. I don't care where you've come. I don't care if you lived in a cardboard box all your life. God is inside of you. God lives through you, and you can be a light unto others. I got the life because I just can't keep it inside of me. I got the preacher in my blood because I just want to shout out and glorify his name. I just want to stand up here and show his love. I want to show his light. I want to show his grace and mercy. That we live in a time of life. That we don't have to be down. We don't have to be put down. We don't have to be told that you're not good enough. Because guess what? We're perfect in God's eyes. He became righteous for us. When he died on that cross, when he spilled that blood made me perfect. That blood gave me life. He gave me that living water that I'll never thirst again. Because I know the power of God in my life, and I know the power of God in each and every one of your lives. That we have these great and powerful people and ministers that come before us that are watching over us. But I have every belief that each and every one of us has that same power in us, and that we can rise up and we can be the now generation. We can be the generation that's going to speak to the nations. We can be the generation that's going to raise the dead, that are going to heal the sick, that are going to work miracles because of the life and the living that's within us. And I'm not ready to sit back. I'm not ready to sit back and say, I'm going to let you do it. Because that's not my God. He's not going to say, I'm going to sit back and let you do it. He's going to say, I'm going to put you out into the world. I'm going to have you show life. I'm going to take you to the sick. I'm going to take you to the broken. I'm going to take you to the people who feel like they just can't go anymore. Because if you go to them, you'll show the life. You don't have to preach them the whole Bible. If you just show the living God inside of you, that's all it's going to take. Yes, that salvation, that the presence of God inside of you, that life, that's all it's going to take. You just have to act it out. Amen. And I think I preached it all out. It went a little quick this morning.